Hello everyone, my name is Yuzaidi Udanis, President of Malaysia Tourism Council and Malaysian Inbound Tourism Association, or MITA. Would like to welcome all of you to Podcast Malaysia and Tourism's, where it's meant for all the tourism players, all the tourism stakeholders in Malaysia who wants to update the latest information, the latest news and the latest events. Today's episode is a short one, just to inform you guys the existence of this podcast, where you can subscribe for free and deliver it to direct to your mobile phone, and you can listen anytime you want. I will try my very best to publish it on a weekly basis, so that you can be updated on what's going on in our tourism fraternities and how you can take advantage with all the latest information, especially on the exciting campaign of Visit Malaysia Year 2020. I know. Quite a lot of media social activists have negative comments on how the logo looks like, but we in the industry feel more important on how the campaign will be implemented. What is the contents of the campaign so that it will help our nation to receive 36 million of international tourists and 168 billion of ringgit of tourist receipts? And more importantly, how can industry players, the stakeholders and the local communities can benefit from the Visit Malaysia Year 2020 campaign? That's the cream of the issues for us in the industry. And I'm sure Ministry of Tourism and Culture and also Tourism Malaysia under the leaderships of Yang Berhormat Datuk Sri Nazli Aziz has all lineups, the plans and contents of the campaign for us. And I hope with this podcast, I will be start engaging and interviewing the top officials on how can the industry players can work together with the authorities in achieving the target of Visit Malaysia Year 2020, that is 36 million of tourists, which will generate 168 billion of ringgit of tourist receipts to Malaysian economy. And that's a big target. Guys, tourism industry is a very competitive market. Every single country want to have a share of this big business because it will do good for the country's economy. Based on the statistics that we received, shows that from January to August 2017, ASEAN countries, ASEAN tourist arrival has increased tremendously. Singapore has received 26.1 million tourists, that means of 5.1% growth from last year. Received 26.1 million tourists, that means 5.1% compared to last year. Indonesia, interesting, 10.46 million from January to August 2017, and it has received more than 25%, has enjoyed more than 25% of growth. And Vietnam, 9.5 million of tourists, which means that growth of 28.4%. That's a very high growth. 28.4% growth rate. Whereas Philippines, 4.37%, it shows that they have a growth of 11.9% of growth. It shows that all ASEAN countries has received good growth. Unfortunately, we can't say the same to Malaysia. We have experience of minus 1.5% growth. Now, where we go wrong? Through this podcast, I hope I can engage and interview top and relevant officers so we can learn how we can move forward and start to target high growth for all of us in 2018. Ladies and gentlemen, recently MITA has organized Tourism Professional Meet, or TPM, where more than 3,000 tourism professionals all over Malaysia came and attended for the networking and share their latest knowledge and current challenges. It was a great and fantastic event. All the who's in travel industry were there, such as Secretary General of Ministry of Tourism and Culture Yang Berbahagia Datuk Rashidi Hasbullah was there and presented the future of tourism industry in Malaysia in the packed room of 450 travel agents and industry players. We also have Director General of Tourism Malaysia, Datuk Sri Mirza, presented the marketing plan of Tourism Malaysia for 2018. It was also in a packed room. And in addition, we have a lot of breakout sessions from fashion tourism to food tourism to agro-tourism. A fantastic event, which you hope Mita will organize it more often. Okay guys, before I let you go, please click subscribe button and check out our website www.metaevent.com for upcoming events for the tourism industry. You can keep in touch with me via email uzaidi@meta.my, and please check out my personal Instagram uzaidi. Let's work together for the benefit of our industry and our nations.